Today we are going to go through Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. I'll read one verse and you follow. Verse 35. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." A furious squall came up, and the wave broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Today's topic is faith during trials. We remember that Jesus was on the boat and he spoke a lot of parables to his disciples and the crowd, and they were standing in front of him on the shore. And Jesus was on the boat. And after the preaching, it got dark and the night fell. So Jesus gave the order to the disciples, say, "Let us go over to the other side." So that means they tried to cross over the lake to the other side of the lake. And when the boat started leaving the shore and got into the middle of the lake, and disciple and Jesus, they went together on the same boat. They took him along. And Jesus was a carpenter. So actually, Jesus did nothing. Jesus did not do steering the wheel or operate the canvas or rolling the oar. He pretty much as he was. And through the journey, in the middle of the lake, a furious squall, that means a strong wind, just came upon. All of a sudden, without notice and expectation, that wind just blew, and the wave is so high, it's crossed over the boat, and the water got into the cabin. And now the boat not only carried the men, but also carried lots of water. And under that kind of circumstances, only one thing people will do. What they're going to do? They will find all kinds of possible, any containers, and get the water out of the boat. That is the only thing they need to do. But at that busy moment, everybody's striking so hard, and Jesus was in the stern at the rear of the boat, and he has cushioned as a pillow and sleeping. Could you imagine in such a wind and waves, and the boat is kind of rocking, and he, Jesus, still gets sleep. He still sleep. Why? Why he sleep at that moment? Because he was very, very tired. Could you imagine that preaching is a very consuming and demanding task? It can get people very tired. So in case, you know, after I preach, I didn't pay attention to say hello to you, don't take it personal. I don't have anything against you because maybe I was very tired, didn't pay that much attention. And the disciple came and wake him up. And they say, "Teacher, don't you care if we drowned?" Oops. See, for a fisherman, they may spend most of their time over the water. They should understand what the character of water or storm. And most of the fishermen, they can swim all the way. But under this kind of a strong wind and storm, even fishermen, they felt they couldn't handle it. Even though they were trained, they got used to the environment in the past, not only terrified, but they woke Jesus up and say, "Don't you care if we drown?" I try to kind of understand at the moment when they say this, what kind of tone they may try to talk to Jesus. And I try my very best, using the most gentle and soft tone, and I found it's very, very difficult to finish the word, say, "Don't you care if we drown?" Unless you sing it out, like hip-hop. Otherwise, you would never express that in a very calm and mild and soft tone. And you can see, you can hear, you can sense through the words, there's lots of blaming from the disciples. And they don't just understand why everybody is fighting for their life. And you, as a teacher, and you still sleeping. And you can sense there may be a little bit anger. Sometimes that explode. I've thought about that. If I were in the boat with our youth over there, what would happen? I trust our youth would never ever say that word to me. "Don't you care if we drown, Pastor?" Because they would not say that, but they will throw me into the lake. That's for sure, just like Jonah. But then, yeah, Jesus woke up, and he got up, and then he went to rebuke the wind and said to the wave. And what he said is, "Quiet, be still." See, when I was served in the voluntary military service, I was an officer. And I was assigned to a military school to teach. And one day I came a little bit late into the classroom, and all the students, they are kind of like a high school kids over there. And because of my late, they kind of chat and talk, and the whole classroom was become a circus, or like a zoo, very noisy. And I walk in, and I said exactly the word, say, "Quiet, be still." And you know what happened? Thing go on, nothing happened. They just keep on their program. Sometimes we run into some situation, maybe a lot of temptation, and just like a wave keep on coming to us. And you wish inside of you can calm down. And you may try to this, say, "Quiet, be still." Maybe it still doesn't work. Sometimes you run into a situation like people irritate you or provoke you, and the anger and temper, it's kind of ready to burst or erupt like a volcano. Would you be able to say, "Quiet, be calm," and it just calmed down? So we can see when Jesus walked out to the boat and rebuked the wind and the wave, and all of a sudden, the wind died down and completely calm. We can see something coming out from Jesus, and that's a demonstration of his power. His power is so huge, can subdue the wind and the wave. And after that, Jesus talked to them, say, "Why are you so afraid? Why are you so afraid?" See, that word is very important, "so." That means you should not be so afraid. But it's okay you are afraid, but not so afraid. Somehow like Jesus wants to scold him. Like, "You are a big man. You're grown up. Why you are so afraid? You should not be that afraid. I'm just a carpenter, and you are the fisherman. I don't know how swimming, but you do. Why are you so afraid? And then he said, do you still have no faith? Do you still have no faith? He put that word still means there is some expectation. That means you should not still not have faith. You should have faith already. You should have some faith already. And usually we say faith. Faith something, sometimes always talk it as something. Maybe you should have some faith about your skill handling the boat. You may have the experience, maybe focus on experience. You should have the experience to dealing with the storm, the faith. See, maybe when they talked to Jesus, the tone, maybe Jesus was not very pleased. Teacher, don't you care if we drown? So he responded, why are you so afraid? You talk to me like a big guy. Now it show you are a big guy. Why are you so afraid? And do you still have no faith? Is that the situation that Jesus and the disciple run in? And then they were terrified and asked each other. They were terrified and asked each other. See, were they terrified before Jesus rebuked the wind? They were, right? They thought they were going to drown, even as a fisherman. So they were terrified. So this was the second terrifying. And who is this? Seems Jesus has been with them for such a long time, and then they start to ask, who is this? Maybe that is the experience for a Christian. We may not really know him. Even the wind and the waves obey him. Jesus will lead us into certain circumstances to allow us to have that opportunity to know him better. And through the furious squall and waves broke the boat, and then he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, quiet, be still. And then wind died down and it was completely calm. No waves at all. So the first fear for the disciples was for their life, for their survival. Who got the fear bigger or greater than your own survival? But now they got into the second one, even more terrified. Who is this? So through this incident, let us see faith got four different levels through crisis or trials. Most of people, when they thought about religion or God, they always link if anything happened and God showed up and nothing, all the trouble gone. So maybe the first one for our faith, the first level is his miracles. Wind died down and wave completely calm. So many people, when they testify, they said some serious situation came to them and they pray, and that situation or that environment totally calmed down and everything turned out very smooth. So this is the first level of our faith during the trials. And they saw it, and they were terrified. But the second level is his power. When they heard him rebuke the wind and wave, and everything subside, that's a power demonstration. And the third is his word. Jesus talked three times. What the first time he said? He said, let's go over to the other side. See, this word maybe for many people, especially for those disciples, maybe it's very light. Let's go over to the other side. But this is the center. If through the trials, just like they got into the storm, because he already said that, let's go over to the other side. If he said that, thing will happen accordingly. Either they get to the other side by boat or by submarine. They will get there, no matter what. This is what he said. Let's get over. Let's go over to the other side. And the last one is because he himself, just as he was. Because through this incident, Jesus always stayed in the boat. So through their experience, maybe it will apply to us. Which one you would like to start for your faith? Which is the best one for you? Which one? All right, great. See, you can pray for miracle, but if, in case, miracle does not come, then you need power inside you to calm you down. Even the outside environment is so chaos, out of control, but you got that power. And furthermore, you wish you got his word. He speak to you directly. That we call promise. If you got the promise through the storm, you know no matter what, his promise will be established. And even those three didn't come right away. The miracle didn't come. His power didn't show. And his word didn't spoken to you. But you still got he himself in you. You know you will be able to survive. You will endure. And you will make it. People describe our life just like a journey in a voyage. And you maybe just let little boat. And you try to sail from this side to the other side of the bank and through the vast ocean. You try very hard. You prepare. You learn all the skill, how to operate this boat. And you try your best to find the right direction. You hope you will find the right destination. And you work very hard and get this boat and sail toward your destination. Even though you prepare so well and you work so hard, but never know, some situation may just come just like the scroll, all of a sudden. It just came upon you, and you have no way to escape. The wave go over your boat, and the water get into your cabin, and you almost get the time that you're going to sink, and you're going to drown. It's not a matter that you work hard or not. It's not a matter you try your best or not. Under that circumstances, is totally beyond your ability. Nobody can guarantee it will be a smooth sail. But through the experience and through other people's testimony. You should know, every one of us, you will go through some storms, and you won't be able to handle that. At that time, you feel that you all by yourself, what can you do? Would that be perfect that Jesus is in your boat? Would that be great? If he is in your boat, that guarantee will keep you continue the course. And if he has ever spoken to you, that is why we encourage you so much to read the Bible. See, the Bible is pretty heavy loaded. It's a thick one. But if you go through the Bible, and those words in the Bible, those scriptures in the Bible will become an inventory inside of you. And Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will remind you what I have said to you. So during circumstances, Holy Spirit, when you pray, Holy Spirit will go into your inventory and pull out the word, the Bible, the scripture to you and present to you, say, this is what Lord wants to give you. And that will turn out a promise to you. And you hold that word, then you will verify it fit every situation when you run into. And that's called promise. That is his word. See, when the storm came, those disciples forgot. Jesus already said, let's go over to the other side. They forgot this. That's called faith. Do you still have no faith? That means, don't you believe what I have said to you already? If they remember, so we can be afraid. Any situation coming to us, it's okay. You are allowed to be afraid, but not so afraid. So afraid means what? It's so afraid that you forgot God's promise. You should not. We may be running into a panic situation, distress situation, but don't let that situation control you. You should always get that opportunity to go to the Lord and say, Lord, you talk to me, speak to me, and I want you to keep the promise. And you will find the real miracle already started from the second stage. You don't need to wait until you see. That's called faith. Before the miracle, you already see the miracle. That's called faith. Because he says so. Because of his word. And once you have him in your boat, and you got his word and his promise, then you will experience something beyond your comprehension. Is the power from the Holy Spirit will sustain you and will keep you strong. And then you will be able to handle whatever situation ahead of you. And through this, then you will see the miracle. This is the spiritual principle. This is the order. This is the process. In the world, people doesn't know about Jesus. They turn the order upside down. They always only seeking for the miracle. That's it. That's all I need. After the miracle, then I move on. I forgot whatever happened. But this is not spiritual growth process. If we look it back, what will happen? If all these disciples, they remember these orders, when the storm came, they say, thanks, Jesus, you are with me. And then they said, because he says so, things will happen that way. Never change. Let's try our best. And they will calm down, and they will know how to handle the boat. And they enjoy the real peace during the storms, through the trials. See, this is what we call Christian victory. Christian victory is not until the miracle happened and then say, oh, I got peace now. No, this is not our faith talk about. Our faith talk about is because Jesus is in my boat and I got his word. but the miracle hasn't come, but I have faith. Now I already start to enjoy the peace that Jesus gave me. And this is what we should take that course. And one day you may come up and say, because he says so, I rebuke the wind. I rebuke the wave. And you will see that the wind will die down and the wave will be totally, completely calm. Today, maybe some of you here, you haven't let Jesus into your boat. You never try this. You can give a try. See, these disciples, they allow Jesus. Maybe at that time they say, well, this is just a carpenter. He cannot do anything on the boat. We should probably get him out of a boat, you know, not let him in the boat. But somehow, they let him in, stay in the boat. What happened? Through the storm, because of he stayed in the boat. Would you like to let Jesus get into your boat today? Maybe you heading some storm already got to you. Maybe it's coming to you. Why not give a try? Invite him, allow him to get into your boat. And maybe some of you here, you got Jesus already. Try to seek his word. Listen to him. Maybe the time he said, let's get over to the other side, they carelessly pay no attention to what he said. Try that. Actually, he always tried to speak to you. Listen carefully, because that can save you. That's his promise. And then you need his power to guide you and sustain you. And you can very sure you will see the miracle. So today, if this message, you trust Jesus wants to touch your heart, maybe you are under the storm, you want to invite him into your boat, you can pray the prayer I pray today. You just follow me, repeat after me. The content of prayer is very simple. I would say, thank you, Jesus. I would like to invite you into my heart and stay with me and help me and to be my Savior and to be my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. That's a simple one. If this fits you, please pray with me. Let's go to the Lord. Lord Jesus, could you please pray after me if that touch you? Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Stay with me. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Guide me through the storm. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.